Father God, as we spend these next few minutes looking at these challenging words, we pray that you will guide each one of us in our thinking. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Last Sunday was, of course, Trinity Sunday, and more than one of you kindly commented on my ability to manage to book a holiday on Trinity Sunday so that I didn't have to preach on that topic. And that actually, of course, turned out to be a wonderful blessing for those of you who were able to be here, because Mary, who did preach here, told me that she enjoyed preaching on the topic of the Trinity. And I was able yesterday to listen to the sermon which Mary preached here last Sunday on the church website. And those of you who were here will remember it was not only a very helpful way of demystifying the Trinity, but also a very deep personal sermon as she spoke of the recent death of her brother. And I'm sure that those of you who were here were grateful for her sharing all of that with you. But last Sunday, Ruth and I worshipped at a small church in Oxwich in South Wales. I'm going to pronounce it probably wrongly. Brenda will correct me afterwards. To me, it looked like it was St. Iliad's Church. Would that be right? Oh, right. Good. St. Iliad's Church. And the vestry in this little Church of Wales was at the front of the church, so that our first sight of the vicar was as he appeared sort of at the altar, and then he moved down towards us, a tall man with a very long grey beard, wearing a white cassock alb. It was a very impressive entry, and he made his way slowly down to the chancel steps with the help of his long white stick. And his opening question was, as he stood there, "Are there any visitors here this morning?" Because Joe, the vicar, was blind, and he led the service wonderfully. The only problem he had was that somebody had given him the hymn numbers in the wrong order, and he kept announcing the wrong hymn. And eventually he said, "Oh, we're now singing the next hymn. You can see what it is on the board," which worked quite well. But he was a very, very impressive man and vicar of several small churches on the Gower, and also, for good measure, area dean. But he began his sermon by commenting that Trinity Sunday was the occasion in the year when clergy welcomed laryngitis, which didn't make me feel any less smug about taking my holiday on that particular festival. But I guess some would say that I gained my comeuppance when I returned from holiday to this passage which Glyn has just read to us, and the words from Jeremiah 2 that Francis read to us. I looked at these two readings before I went away and was reminded that on two Sundays recently, the preacher has asked the congregation to turn to the person next to them and discuss an aspect of the reading. And the temptation to invite you to do that for 10 minutes flashed through my mind. But I mustn't duck them. They are challenging passages, but they're important for us. And I guess the passage that Glyn read to us, the words that particularly strike us are the ones towards the end about Jesus saying he's come to set families against one another. Now, I know that a number of people here, sadly, live in families where there are divisions, and they are a source of great sadness. And all of us regret and instinctively strive against such situations occurring in our families. And so these words of Jesus do arrest us as we heard them read to us this morning. But of course, as ever in the Bible, there is much more in this reading. We do have to look at these phrases and these sentences, not in isolation, but within the context in which they are placed. I've mentioned a couple of times recently the Alpha course, which a number of us have enjoyed, which provides an opportunity for us to think through and sort out what it is we believe and how it affects our lives. And one of the sessions that we enjoyed quite recently has the title, How Can I Resist Evil? And it provoked a lot of discussion. Each of us had our own thoughts about who or what we understand by the word devil, or as the Bible usually puts it, the evil one. But we all agreed about the existence of the force of evil in the world. And we recognize that as followers of Jesus, our wish and our commitment is to live our lives in the way that he taught us. But we know that we all experience temptations and opportunities to do things which are at variance with the way of the kingdom of heaven. It's all too easy for us to succumb to pressure from various sources, to make wrong choices, to say wrong things, to adopt wrong values. And we recognize, too, that the guidelines that